Yeah, what a week. Again, as always, I've got very little planned for what I'm actually going to say today, though I've got my list right here. I'm Jesse. This is the podcast. On Mondays, a podcast weekly, I go over more or less what's been on my desk. And then, Tuesday through Thursday, the Taiwan special, I get into the issues. Although I get into issues in the podcast that, well, I'm looking at a number of things. I've come back to this time and time again. Doing things regularly is key. I've had friends that want to be writers, or you know, they know writing from their studies, and they want to be writers. They think of themselves as good, but they don't do it. If you want to be good at something, you've got to do it often and frequently. And part of basic diligence, I'm reporting to you the progress on my week. I'll work throughout the week knowing that I'm, you know, Monday's going to come and I'm going to tell you what I've been up to. And, you know, part of that is just to make sure that I'm productive week by week by week. And also, I mean, I hope that you're kind of fascinated, interested. I mean, I'm always working with software. I tell you what, some issue came up this past week. I thought that we dealt with this 10 years ago, but apparently we haven't. You know, if someone wants to make software, you've got a thing you want to do and you want an app that'll do it. You want people to be able to install an app on their phone, and it'll show them this and calculate that and help them navigate this and answer their questions there. And you've got your idea, you've got a company, but you need software to actually implement your idea. If that's you, but you don't know software, you cannot lead the software team yourself. You've got to have a kind of a general contractor guy to do all the soft work for you. If you build a house, you're not going to call all the different construction guys themselves. Did you know that in construction management and in civil engineering, that there's an entire class on how to plan out the different permutations of how the different construction builders could be able to contract and get their work done on time? I mean, getting the guys that dig the foundation and then the guys that lay the foundation to show up at the right time is, you can get a PhD in that subject alone. Because it is nearly impossible to get the different construction crews to finish their work on time, to show up on time, and for one group to be done in time for the next. Oh, yeah. So you get a general contractor. Some guy's got to be able to organize all these idiots. I mean, some guy's got to be able to organize all the different factors. Well, it's understandable in some level because you never know how things are going to turn out. You know, this is a full-time construction crew. They're good at what they do. And they've got, you know, everybody wants them to lay in a foundation or put a roof in place or dig a hole. Okay. Pour the concrete. Everyone's after them to do something. So they've got to finish one job before they're ready to do your job. And then they've got to move their equipment from that other job to your job. And one group might not be done in time. So the next group can't come in. So they're going to go get an early start on the next project. But because they couldn't start on time, they had to start a day late. They already went somewhere else, so they're a week late. And that's what makes construction projects take a year instead of, or take, I suppose, years instead of months. It's an ongoing problem. It's difficult. And you want a contractor who knows how to coordinate all those guys and who knows how things can go, who leaves margins of error, doesn't push for things to be done too soon, but delays it a little bit so there's margin so that we don't end up being even later. That's not easy. And we generally know this. But when it comes to software, when it comes to creating your website, when it comes to creating your app that you want to put in whatever app store, when it comes to these things, every entrepreneur thinks he can talk to all the web developers and all the software engineers themselves. They think that they don't need someone else to be the go-between, and they couldn't be more wrong. It's called a product manager. And it's been here. Back 10 years ago, one software system called Scrum, for I don't know how much you want to dive into it, but it's a team method. It's called Scrum, S-C-R-U-M. It's an acronym, all capital letters, S-C-R-U-M. I think that 10 years ago, they were calling it a product owner. And I'll tell you what, I've seen some of the most brilliant, best funded, amazing ideas just crash and burn because the leader didn't get the coordinator, the product manager that the software industry says they need to have. Teamwork. You hear about teamwork. You know, you ever heard of working with talent? You know, you got these organized people who live by their calendars in the offices, but they've got to hire people who prefer to sit on the ceiling while they do their work. You know, artists are weird by other people's standards, and they want to be free, and they show up late and they work late, or they show up early and leave early, and they kind of do their own thing. But they're the ones that come up with all the art that we end up selling, and getting some stuff suit who is more reliable than a clock itself. To work with those kind of off the wall types, that's difficult. It's a topic called working with talent. And team building and working with a team is another part of it. And one of the keys to leading a team of talent is that you've got to let the team define the rules of the game. Now, you know, the leadership can say, we've got to win, we've got to make money. But how the team runs itself, you ever heard of a role called a team captain? That's a leader who makes the rules for the team, and it's someone who's on the team. The people that are actually making stuff happen need to manage things on their own. Now, there's oversight. You've got to win games. There's rules of the league, like, you know, maybe laws to follow. There are certain standards outside of just the company or the team or whatever. But for the most part, how the team gets to its victory, you've got to have a coach who played the game before and was successful. And you've got to have the team organize their own team rules, even apart from the coach and the management on some level. It's called a team captain. And for some reason, when it comes to software, software and one other thing, when it comes to these topics, everybody thinks that the rules don't apply to them. Now, these big companies do, but see, you know, it's one software, the other it's Bible. When it comes to Bible, everyone seems to think anyway, at least the people in churchianity. They seem to think that everyone's got an equal opinion when it comes to Bible, and that spending more time studying it doesn't mean that you know more. A lot of people hold that view. Yeah, you have no idea how many times people come up to me with a little bit of Bible knowledge, and they start arguing with me like I'm some sort of a peer. And it's like, oh, okay, but you say you've got answers to questions that I've read expert answers about, and even I'm not sure what to make of them. How are you going to come up with those with the little tiny bit of study you've done over only, 10, 15 years? We've got hundreds of compounded years of Bible study, people devoting their lives to things, and we're just going to ignore all those people who've thought about this from birth to grave, generation after generation? I don't think so. Where's the professional respect these days? Where is the professional respect? So software really hit it to me a lot this week. It really landed home. Yes, I'm getting progress on my own software. I'm doing my own computer curriculum, and it's getting places and it's getting stuff done. Oh, another thing too, I'm excited about. I'm coming out with more mouse books. You know, Four Little Mice. It's a book in Amazon. It's illustrated. I wrote and illustrated it. It was a big hit for everyone I've shared it with. I haven't publicized it, but it's in Amazon. You can order it, print on demand. I've written six more sequels, follow-ups. Yes, it's already a seven-book series. I just have to illustrate the other six. All looking forward. See you tomorrow.